His coolness, determination, and devotion to duty in the face of great odds were an inspiration to his comrades. Citation! Presenting authentic stories of heroism and gallantry taken from the histories of war. The time, August 1942. The place, the Kokoda Trail through the dreaded Owen Stanley Ranges in New Guinea. The man, Private Bruce Kingsbury, V.C.
Here, Dick. Give us your hand.
Thanks, mate.
Oh.
Thanks a lot.
Oh. Like climbing the face of a brick wall. Only the brick wall is made of stinking mud.
I can hear the sound of water.
Oh. A stream somewhere down in that mist. Oh, could be anything down in that foam.
Yeah, such as even.
Yeah, Japs.
The Australian soldiers were meeting the threat of an enemy sweeping southward on the crest of a triumphant wave that had carried him through the Philippines, Malaya, and now towards Port Moresby in New Guinea. Veteran soldiers of the AIF went hastily to stand by the exhausted remnants of the Australian militiamen who had met the first shock of enemy assault. The going was hard. Men climbed hand over hand, grabbing here at a jungle root, taking a comrade's hand to scale the rain-soaked heights that were at times as slippery as ice, and at other times a clutching quagmire of tenacious mud. Mountain streams plunged over rock faces to fill sharp valleys with tumbling mist. And all the time, the efficient and confident enemy mauled at the inexperienced Australian militiamen. But the militiamen had taken new heart. They knew that coming to their assistance as fast as they could along the mountain trail known as Kokoda were soldiers of the AIF 2nd 14th Battalion.
How's it going here?
Oh, speak for yourself. I came through like a knife through butter. That's the door, but platoon's been cut off.
Look out here, they come again!
Close one that time. Came right on us.
Yeah. One of these hands around my throat. I gave him the butter in the face.
Yeah. Look at that stack of them, will you? All dead, I hope. Rifle butts, steel helmets, fists. We fought them with everything. Oh, we can't hold them much longer. Just as well Sergeant Kerslake arrived with his men. But they'll come again.
Listen. Look.
It's ours. They're ours.
They've come. They said they were coming.
Who's you, Jokers?
2nd 14th Battalion, mate. We've come to give you a hand.
And so, as the militiamen reeled under a series of hammer blows, soldiers of the 2nd 14th and 2nd 16th AIF moved into the area. And one of them was a 24-years-old real estate sub-agent from West Preston in Victoria. His number was VX19139. He was Private Bruce Steele Kingsbury.
I'm back again. Yeah. Dawn's breaking, too.
Call that a dawn, Pat? I wish I could see it coming up real red across the desert again.
Yeah. I'm getting my head down, Bob. All night these nips have been at us. Vain of fighting in the rain isn't my idea of a restful night.
Okay, Pat, get your head down. Get some rest. Like as not, they'll be coming at us again soon. See Kingsbury along there. Wonder how he'd like a bit of this real estate to sell. Them's my sentiments, too.
Up, mate. Movement down there. Somebody wants this real estate real bad. Here they come again.
So the enemy pressed in a series of heavy attacks. trying to break through along that tortuous trail that led to Port Moresby. The attacks that broke against the defending Australians in hand-to-hand fighting left Australians dead on the soggy ground, but left even more enemy dead lying piled on the threshold of the Australian positions. Gradually, the Japanese pushed their weight of superior numbers against the Australians until, on August 29, 1942, at a place on the trail known as Isuraba, when tension was at breaking point, the enemy charged in a desperate attempt to break through.
Here they come again. I thought we'd kill them all, Bob.
To the right! Grenades, man! Grenades!
Oh, they're still coming! Ah, that new officer stopped it across there. Japs are right into his platoon.
Too many of them for us, Pat.
Yeah, not too many for Corporal Bear across there. Look at him, into him with his friend. Over they go. Left, right, and center. Bound it into him, Bear! Into him, man!
And Corporal L.A. Bear, winner of the Distinguished Conduct Medal and Military Medal, was in form that terrible day. With sweeping fire from his Bren gun, he killed 15 charging Japanese. But still the enemy thrust on, charging regardless of losses, penetrating further into the defender's line.
Message just come in, sir.
Thanks. Coming through there, too. The situation's bad. Could be a breakthrough. Could be a breakthrough. That could mean the end of the whole battalion and the Kokoda Trail open up to them.
They've got to be stopped. Set up a counterattack.
So, at midday on that August 29th, the men of the AIF attempted to wrest the initiative from the enemy at Isuraba. The remnants of broken platoons rallied together, and one of them was Private Kingsbury. On that bloody jungle battlefield, the Australian survivors of the continuous Japanese bayonet attacks rallied to Lieutenant J.G. Clements of the 2nd 14th, and they counterattacked, determined to drive the enemy back.
This way, men. Build it into armor.
We can't get through that fire.
Yeah, every jet machine gun. Right into us, they'll cut us to pieces.
Keep going, then. Keep going.
No man could go through that. No man.
So heavy was the Japanese machine gun fire that it seemed that no man could penetrate to where the enemy lay in the shadows. But there was one man.
Look! Look! Who is it?
Bruce Kingsbury.
Right at his hip, just spray.
And still going ahead. Blasting them, belting them. Oh, he's mowing the jets down. Mowing them down.
Clearing a way through the jets. Come on, this is it.
And the desperate Australians rallied to this gallant Bren gunner as he moved steadily forward, firing from the hip, sending the enemy reeling and falling as he advanced. And as those survivors of the platoons which had been overrun and severely cut up during the 2 days in which they held positions in the Isuraba area against continuous and fierce enemy attacks punched their way through the enemy, other Australians rose on the flanks, cheering and fighting with renewed vigor. The disastrous forward drive of the enemy had been turned, mainly by the effort of one man.
He's still pumping it into him. He's a one-man army.
All over Barber shouting, they say. The Japs are giving it away.
Yeah. Look at that big one run. I'll have him.
Yeah, hardly a target left. Bruce Kingsbury's cleaned him up.
Dead everywhere. Hey, where's...
There.
A sniper. Up there. Up in that tree.
But tragedy was there. Amongst the enemy dead, Private Bruce Kingsbury lay, felled by a sniper's bullet after he'd fought his magnificent battle. The citation for his Victoria Cross reads, "Through terrific machine gun fire, he rushed forward, firing his Bren gun from the hip, and clearing a path through the Japanese lines. Until he fell to the ground, shot dead by a bullet from a hidden sniper, Private Kingsbury continued to sweep the enemy with his fire and inflicted extremely high casualties. Throughout, he showed a complete disregard for his own safety. His initiative and superb courage made possible the recapture of the position, which undoubtedly saved battalion headquarters from falling to the enemy. His coolness, determination, and devotion to duty in the face of great odds were an inspiration to his comrades. Citation. These stories are authentic. The program is produced at AWA by Donald Crosby for Army Public Relations.